Hello.
Hi, this is Adriana with customer service, giving you a return and callback.
Yes. So I see that two transactions on my credit card. That's the first thing I'm wondering why.
All right, let me check and see that for you. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
92555.
And what is that first and last name?
First name David and last name Huang, Hoang.
All right, and for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
28460 Forest Oaks Way, Moreno Valley, California, 92555.
All right. So I do see here that on February the 27th of 2021, you made a purchase for a Vibe watch as well as Vibe pods for $597 each.
I'm sorry. What is one is Vibe
One is a
watch
Vibe
and
pod that is a that those are earbuds, and one is a Vibe watch. That one is like a fitness tracker, like a fitness band.
no, first of all, I received a text message. Okay, my first question, are you represent for Amazon?
Oh no, we're not representatives for Amazon.
So why my text message that I receive, the header is Amazon telling me that I been like a worth something, some present. And they have some of the picture of the boxes,
No,
so
yeah,
I can.
we're not representatives from Amazon, but Amazon does help us promote our products.
Amazon is working with your company. So why certainly I get and that reward.
Yes, sir. So the only charges that I see on your account is just the the $599. I'm sorry, $597. Twice. That is for the one for the earbuds, and one for the watch.
See, I'm sorry. The first thing is
You're fine.
I don't know why I get two of them. The first box I open is the watch. So and I also see Amazon on top of that website. So that's the reason why I continue to check out, but I believe I didn't complete the order, and somehow the two of them are in my transaction, so I'm kind of suspicious about this kind of business.
You said you didn't complete your order?
No, I didn't, because in the middle, because I only want to order the watch. I didn't complete the order at all. So they're asking me about the credit card, yes, but didn't go to the point that place the order.
Oh, okay. So I'm not sure how that went. You said you didn't place your order, but it still went through. So I'm not sure how that goes. The only thing that I know is that you were that the only thing that I know is on my account it says that you purchased the Vibe Pods and the Vibe Watch.
No, I don't. Okay, after I talked to some of my friends, They told me that Amazon never do those kind of things. So it seemed to me that kind of like a scam. So I called my credit card bank to dispute those two transactions. And they also told me that I have to be aware that maybe your company will repeat the order every month. So I only called my bank.
Yeah, this is not every month. And you said you've already called your bank?
You said
you've already disputed it?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see. Give me one moment. I'm almost finished. Give me one moment. All right. Yes, sir.
Okay,
so I was speaking with one of my supervisors. So we're just going to do this. I'll cancel your account, but you have to return the watches so you don't get charged no extra prices.
Okay, so how do I return it?
Okay, so I'm going to give you the address to return it to. You just put your normal heading for when you're sending when you're shipping something through the postal service, okay?
So I had to pay for the.
Yes, sir. You have to pay to ship it back.
Okay, so how about this? That's gonna be like charge me twice.
Sir. It's because your bank disputed that, they're going to take that $5.97. They're gonna take both of that $5.97 out this account. So that'll be back into your account. So we're not charging you twice.
Okay, I understand. So, okay, how about this? When I receive the watch, I just want the watch. I don't want whatever the other thing that you told me. And then I'll pay you $5, $5.97 after I receive the watch. Is that okay?
All right, let's see. Give me one moment. Okay, yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. So as a courtesy, you don't have to pay the price of the watch. So we're going to let you keep the watch just as long as you return the earbuds. If you don't return the earbuds, then you will be charged.
I don't want an earbud. I don't want an earbud. That's the thing.
Because yeah, that's what I was saying. As long as you return the earbuds, you won't be charged anything.
What is earbud doing use for?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What is the earbud used for?
They're like headphones. You put them in your ear to listen to music, or you can take calls with them or anything.
I have a lot of those. That's the reason why I didn't order that one. How come it come to me? That's the thing. I see why I have two items. So you're saying you already shipped those two items?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. they've already been shipped. Once they become in your possession, you can just keep the watch and just send the earbuds back.
Okay. So when I receive it, the address of the return is including in the receiving box?
I don't think so. Because I'm not sure if there's a different address on there. So I would say give us a call once you get the products, and we can see some things that we can arrange.
Okay.
All right.
How soon?
All right. So if you can just give us a call when you get your products, that would be fine, so we can work out some accommodations.
Okay. So the number I'm sorry, the number I call is the same number that you're calling me now.
Mm-hmm. You just call this number back.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm sorry, you know. I hope I didn't get the COVID-19. Certainly, I get cough.
Oh, you're fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.